Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And, yeah, it's a Monday of the 14th of July, 2025. And we are progressing, very well at an understandable pace. Months are coming and going. And yeah, Early Morning Scoop is a conversational program that we always have, particularly from, this time. From 6 until the hour of 7:30. Yes, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Morning Discussion, Early Morning Scoop. And with this content of Early Morning Scoop, we look at economic development, what is happening in the country, what is also happening outside the country. We look at issues of bread and butter. We look at issues of food security, issues of entrepreneurship, business development. And we also touch a little bit on political decisions which are affecting our economy. We look at how Namibia is progressing and also the relationship of the country with other countries. We also look at issues of trade, issues of trade agreement. We look at you know, everything which is related to bread and butter issue, because we are continuously saying, as long as Namibia is not where it was supposed to be, or as long as Namibia is still to be classified as a middle income country, as long as we are still continue to have a high rate of unemployment, not only youth unemployment, but unemployment in general, as long as we are still, you know, classified as a high-risk jurisdiction by international institutions, we are still continue bringing about this conversation, because the aim of us coming up with these conversations is to make sure that at least we open up the mind of Namibians. We look at how we can meet policymakers and policy implementers halfway. And we also look at how we can equally distribute the resources of this country for the benefit not only of this generation, but generations to come also. We look at issues of the functionality of institutions, SOEs, and how we can also, you know, come up with better mechanism on solving these, you know, problems. And yeah, this is also a program where we, you know, we encourage constructive criticism. We don't only facilitate the program, but we also make sure that those with different views about topics which are being brought here, they can also be able to communicate. They can also be able to give their views, opinions, how they look at things, from what angle are they look at things, and also contribute to the conversation, because we have a good understanding to say, for us to build our institutions and for us to build this country, we don't necessarily need to agree on one thing. That's why we are always encouraging individuals to make sure that, you know, they give their opinion, they give their constructive criticism, and that is the only way that we are going to build this country. And if we are only saying yes, yes to everything, there is no way that we are going to identify what we did wrong and also how we can also improve. So, honest, respectful opinion about a certain subject will assist not only an individual that you're advising, but also an institution that that individual is leading, or a project that that individual is leading. So, and before we go to the conversation for today, you know, so it's always very important to make sure that, you know, you communicate with us, you like our page, you follow us in all our social media platform, follow Eagle FM Namibia, so that you will not miss out when it's coming to economic news, when it's coming to news related to trade, when it's coming to news related to development in the country, in the region, and also, outside, the continent at an international, you know, arena. So make sure that you like our page, Eagle FM Namibia, like our page in at Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and X. So like our page and share our page, because those who are following you will also be able to follow us, so that they will also not be able to miss out, particularly when it's coming to important conversation on economic development, important conversation on opportunities, important conversation on development, can be research, innovations, and also issues of bread and butter, particularly issues related to food security, issues related to governance, issues related to economic statistics. Apart from following us on Facebook, LinkedIn, X, and our social media platform, so it's very important to make sure that also you read our e-paper. We have a very beautiful and accessible e-paper. That is the Villager newspaper. It's an e-paper that is coming out every Monday, like today, every Wednesday, and also every Friday. So when you have access to the Villager newspaper, you are not only a good citizen who understands what is going on in the country, but you can be a better researcher, you can be a better professional who read, who knows, and also who is also able to, you know, to make those, you know, long-term economic decisions, which are based on statistics, based on, you know, research information, and also expanding your horizon. Because when you read something from the Villager newspaper, you also have an opportunity to go and compare with various sources, and also to go and also compare with, you know, different sources. And from there, you can also continue deepening your research, because the world is about discovering. The world is also about extending your mind. The world is also about understanding things to the deeper meaning of things, so that you make right, you know, choices. Choices which can also sustain you, and choices which can also contribute positively to your life. So yeah, apart from the Villager newspaper, there are always those who are saying, no, the frequency, we cannot be reached by your frequency. Where are you, Eagle FM Namibia? And we cannot be able to be reached by the frequency. We are always indicating to you that, yes, the world is moving very fast. We are moving toward the world of digitalization. We are moving toward the world of digitization, the world of advancement in terms of technological revolution. That's why it's always very important to make sure that you work with what you have, particularly the smart way of accessing information. So we have Eagle FM app. That is an app that you can download, easy to download, easy to use, and also fast also to use. So you can go to your Play Store, App Store, you download the Eagle FM app. When you download Eagle FM app, it's more easier to access programs which are on air like right now, and also the previous program that you have missed via podcast. So download the Eagle FM app, put it in your phone, and you will not miss out. And what is very interesting is that also in a situation where you have other things to do and you are not able to listen to that program at that time, you can just go to podcast and check the previous program that you have missed. Because they are there recorded, they are documented for free. Download them, listen, and expand your knowledge on that. So that is Eagle FM app. And apart from that, you can also listen to us online. You can also listen to us online. Just type in Eagle FM Namibia. Then you press where there is home. Automatically, you can listen to the programs which are online. So that is it. And yeah, The other thing is also the smart way of you know, engaging at conversations that very important conversation that you know, that is you can use Imba app. You can use Imba app, and Imba app is a simplification of accessing the hymn book. It's a simplification of accessing the hymn book. That is a digital version of a hymn book. And yeah, you can be a pastor, you can be a singer, and when you don't have a hard copy a hymn book. You don't need to worry. Just access Imba app, go to Play Store, download Imba app, then you make your life easy. So, dear listener, we are going to a commercial break, and what is also very interesting is also that today we are going to have a live guest in the studio, so stay tuned.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwala onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doye nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumuna oijabo ili nawa Ninge fata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe mbali hea li, nola natu, hea li bali no hea. Ile ko derewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu batatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level.
Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are looking at economic development, we are looking at business development, we are also touching a little bit on international affairs. But yeah, just to look a little bit what's happening, particularly in our neighbor, South Africa, it was indicated that yesterday the South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has put the Minister of Police on leave of absence after, what have been happening in South African politics. There have been a lot of scandals regarding syndicates infiltrating the South African criminal justice and also the police service, the South African police intelligence. And there were a little bit of fear about what would happen, particularly to those who are, aligning with the function of, ANC presidency. And yeah, the Minister of Police was put on leave, and Cyril Ramaphosa has appointed professor of law, that is Kachalia, or Firoz Kachalia, just to act as a minister of police. And there is a lot of development which is happening, and it's always very important to make sure that you follow up, and also to make sure that you see what is happening, because when you look at, when you listen to the speech of the president of South Africa, it is indicated that not only police officers who are working together with criminal cartels. But he also indicated that even judges, even magistrates, that's why he has appointed the Commission of Inquiries to make sure that those things are well handled, and also to make sure that those investigations are brought to their final conclusion. So that is one of the things that it's very important to look at, and also to see what also Namibia can learn from this. If a president is also shocked because this was just revealed by a police officer, commander of KwaZulu-Natal, that is Commissioner Mkwananzi. And yeah, so it's very important to look at that space. And yeah, on the other side, president of Cameroon, 92 years old president, that is Mr. Paul Biya, is also indicating that, you know, he's willing to run for another term. He's willing to run for another term in the office. And people and analysts are also predicting that this will allow, if he happened to win this incoming election, he will be in power until nearly 100 years. That is an important development to look at, and also to see what African leaders can learn from, particularly at that point in time. So yeah, from what's happening on international affairs, we are going to a commercial break. Then we are going to be joined by our guest in the studio. That is Ms. Ndano Shanika. So one of the entrepreneurs, and also one of youth organizers. But we are going to hear more from him when he's going to join us after a very short commercial break. And it's always very important to make sure that young people, and also adults who are interested in business, adults who are also having children who are interested in business, or those who are trying to upgrade themselves in that space of entrepreneurship, just to let them listen and also see what we can learn. Because it's always very important to look at the situation that we have in the country, where we are the highest, or Namibia is the highest country with the highest youth unemployment, particularly in SADC region. And in terms of economic standard, we were also reclassified to from upper middle income country to lower middle income country. And there's a lot of statistics which are not on our sides, particularly those who are also intimidating investors. When you look at the Financial Action Task Force rating, it's also indicating that we are graylisted. We are graylisted. And European Union Commission also put us at high risk jurisdiction in terms of, you know, investment, because they look at our financial, you know, system as unstable and weak. But the other alternative way of doing that is looking at the entrepreneurship, looking at how we can advance our businesses, and also how we can grow our economy from within. So let's go to a commercial break. Then from there, look at what our guest has for us.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu kwanda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudiri kayo loka. Opone ujendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge fata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe mbali hea hi nola natu. Heari bari no heari ileko berewa bera hetatu natu bari o hetatu watatu o mafilane egeleto the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday and Friday for free directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually
to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast.
Yes, dear listeners, we are moving forward. We are progressing with Early Morning Scoop. As I indicated earlier on, that today in the studio, we are going to be joined by Mr. Dano Shanika. And he's one of the young people in Namibia who are pushing and also upgrading other young people on their way to the top. So it's always very important to be joined by a guest, particularly this morning. And Ms. Ndano Shanika, good morning, and welcome to Early Morning Scoop.
Yeah, good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
And just to share perspective and to discuss, important things.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for taking time. And thank you for making sure that, you get this time to come and also discuss with us, particularly this morning, issues related to business, issues related to young people, and issues, related to development and also capacitating of our young people in Namibia.
Yeah.
Just before we go to the main conversation about, the roundtable discussion or the youth conference that you hosted, which was indeed very beautiful and also, brought a lot of experts also to give insight regarding what is happening in the country and what needs to be done. Maybe just to an introduction to say if people are saying, Mr. Dano Shanika, who is Mr. Dano Shanika and what keep you pushing on what brought you here?
Okay. Mr. Dano Shanika, I am a multimedia artist. I'm an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
I am the founder of Kale Zedon Studios.
Yeah,
which is not necessarily a studio, but it is a media heavy organization that is committed to the social economic development of nations.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
We are largely really based on media based, I would say.
Yeah,
that is a strong point of ours because we are media people, but we are driven by something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see development and change. We want to have an impact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wherever we go and in whatever we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we desire also not just to make profit or to engage in business to say that we are entrepreneurs, but because of the fact that we want to give people an opportunity also to share their side of things,
mm-hmm.
to tell real stories.
Yeah.
Build stories to expand the perspective of people also
mm-hmm.
and them to grow. Yeah.
Yes. Let us look at young people, particularly when you look at the entrepreneurship ecosystem in Namibia. When you look at Namibia entrepreneurship ecosystem, what do you see? What are some of the challenges that are there? And maybe what are some of the opportunities when you look at it?
Yeah. So, the entrepreneurship ecosystem, I would say that we have a lot of room for growth.
Yeah.
And that is mainly because of our approach to business and entrepreneurship in general.
Yeah.
So I think we, like it was touched on at the conference, one of the big issues that resides in our ecosystem is the fact that entrepreneurship is treated as a side job. It's, it's something that people only engage in, to make money or to sort themselves out.
Yeah.
And because of that, there's less emphasis on excellent service.
Yeah. I mean,
and good business decisions, and there's more emphasis on profit. Secondly, what I would say also is the culture and our value systems. This is now our mindset and the way we think about things. I think if you look at the things that are celebrated even within Namibian society, I think that's also detrimental to our growth in the entrepreneurial sector, because that's why I see you're about to ask a question. I'll allow you now, but I just want to say, firstly, that, you know, that's why I asked that question. Like, what does success mean to the average Namibian? What are we defining success? Because for example, if success to me is that I simply get a polo and I made it in life,
and good sneakers,
then then we will unfortunately never grow in this area. So I think it's a thing of value systems also. And focusing, and there seems to also be more of a focus on money and status, doing it for money and status rather than for purpose and for impact.
Okay, just hold on, let's go to a commercial break.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low, because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Lipura nengeno wapombwa Eva Tero ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe udite okoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Konongeshe fa ya pombwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito da njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashia kengeshe pa omarudi.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. As I indicated earlier on, we are in the studio with Ms. Indano Shanika, and Ms. Dano, you were speaking about the meaning of success to young people, and we are also talking about the inability of us young people really not to go far, especially when we look at things which impress us or things which really you know, make us define them as we succeed in life. Maybe just to expand on that before we continue.
Yeah. So with this question, it's not as if I'm trying to, you know. We are not trying to define success for other people. But what we're really trying to say is, what are we celebrating? Let's really consider the things that we are celebrating. Let's consider the things that we actually consider as accomplishments. Because if everything that we consider as an accomplishment has to do simply with us and how we grow in our status or within our small circle of influence, or, you know, just on the social ladder, then we will never be able to make leaps and bounds in terms of our economic growth. That's what I'm saying, because it takes more of a holistic perspective to achieve that.
You are, I don't want to say you are one of the organizers, you were the main organizer of that youth conference, and I mentioned something to say, you know, as young people, apart from us, you know, attending things like Kasi Vibe, which is also an initiative, actually, we need some of those conferences, not only conference about discussing issues, but conferences regarding the content, like what was happening yesterday, I mean, on Saturday. So what motivated you, and what really forced you to come up with this, you know, youth conferences? Youth conferences regarding the expansion of the thinking of young people, regarding you know, motivating also young entrepreneurs, and what really forced you to come up with this conference?
Well, I spend time abroad.
Okay.
Because I also do studies abroad.
Okay. And where was that?
It's in Rome, in Italy.
Oh, okay.
And during the time I spent there, it got me thinking more. I began to think a lot more about Namibia and about Africa, and to really consider my heritage and to really consider the topic of development within Africa.
Okay.
Because I noticed that, okay, first of all, there was a difference in standards, of course. There was a difference in the way that people thought about things and the way that people went about life, okay?
Mm.
And yes, of course, you can say that, well, yeah, it's Europe, they're more advanced and everything like that. But at the same time, I realized that the things that got them to that more advanced state are not it's not rocket science that got them there. It's not things that are so advanced that we're not able to reach them.
Yeah.
And I look back at our nation, and I was just looking at the young people, and I thought about the many gifted and also knowledgeable people that I know.
Mm.
And I realized that it's actually not that, development and prosperity is not far from us.
Yeah.
So as much as there's a difference, that difference is, you know, something that we can actually close the gap on that difference.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what we have, because it doesn't take all the money in the world. It simply takes a transformation in mindset.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel.
Yeah. Let us also look at apart from what you have indicated, when you come to Namibia and you also see what is happening, if I have to ask you, what do you think there are main three things that young people, we are not doing right, or we need to improve? Just three main things that
three main things. Yeah. Right. Okay. So I would say we don't spend enough time in research. So we don't stay informed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Second thing is number two. Again, we are not purpose driven.
Yeah.
So like I mentioned before, that was one of the topics. And that's why, even if you look at our businesses, many of them are just built for the short term. None of them, you won't really see many people building for sustainability, or to say that, okay, for the next 20 years,
yeah,
I'll stay with this business. That's not something that you see, mm-hmm, for example.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the last thing,
yeah,
that I would say is that because of our value system and because of the way we go about things, there is little collaboration among us.
Mm-hmm.
Little partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe let us touch on partnership, because I've also seen, you know, a lot of young people to say, no, we start fighting about titles even just before we start a business. So, no, I'm the chief. I'm the chief strategist. There's always this thing to say, no, the guy want to be the head.
Yeah.
But even if I don't know how things are being done, I want to be, no, I'm the MD. I'm the founder. I'm the chairperson. You find even a person, we are just having a tax shop.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, but I have three titles already on my name.
Mm.
What is that thing? Where is that thing coming from, and how should we deal with that?
Yeah. Mm. So this thing is coming from, like I've been saying, maybe I'm repeating myself, but it's the value system.
Yeah.
Because the thing is that if in our society we celebrate like the things like what you wear, the car you drive, and about how you are known around the streets, if that's really the biggest thing that drives us as a people, then of course we will chase those titles, and we will seek to be the person at the top, you know. There alone, by the way, without others, as long as I'm shining, as long as I'm the one who is the star and I'm known as the best, that's the most important.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is also where we are not getting it right. Maybe what can we do to take out this thing of not really to say competitiveness, but the thing of entitlement in business, and also to allow others also to come in.
Yeah.
So that they can also assist. What do you think can be done in that way?
I would say it's information.
Yeah.
Getting access to information and really expanding our perspective.
Mm.
But expanding your perspective can only come through information.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for example, if you don't know as a young person that we have 44.5% youth unemployment.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what the implication of that is for us now and for the future.
Yeah.
You will not even have a sense of urgency in you to build something that would benefit others, to say that, okay, let's get serious about our lives.
Mm, mm, mm,
mm. So I would say information is very important. And when we begin to gain more access to information and to really take time to study. But then another thing is, we also, in our education system, I believe we also need to create more room for people to do personal research. Yeah. So that people can get to a point where they can see for themselves really what the reality of the situation is.
Yeah, I think, I think you mentioned a very important point, particularly when it comes to education. And it's something which I really wanted to know, because you have a better view. You went outside. You also have experience in Namibia. But maybe how do you view our education system, particularly business education? I'm asking this question. I've been asking this question to a lot of entrepreneurs which I meet, because you find somebody has a degree in entrepreneurship, but this person cannot even manage a tax shop or even managing a Yango taxi. He cannot manage, but you have a degree in business management and all those things. What do you really think we are lacking, particularly in that context? Looking at your experience also, you studied outside, you have been outside, and you also have experience inside the country. What do you really think is the problem there?
You know what? I don't even think it's a thing of, in terms of the difference in education, I won't say it's that big actually.
Yeah.
I would say that, you know, of course they may touch on things which are a bit more important, but overall the gap is not too big. What I would say the main difference is, especially even within the system, is that, people in the Western world, they are nurtured to become independent from a young age. So, it's because of this kind of system that is created, which like pushes people to become more independent, that allows them to become successful and to be responsible even after they leave school. Because it's very possible to do well in school but to fail in life.
To
put it like that.
So it's a thing of the mind.
It's a thing of the mind, and it's a thing of how we view life and how we are also raised, like what we are teaching people, what we are feeding people at a young age. Yeah.
Now, how can we navigate that?
How can we navigate that? I would say that, people need to be given, like, rather than following a system let me digress on that. I would say that we need to push more information. We need to be heavy more on information. So not just on education, to say that, okay, you study, you pass, you're given materials. Because the thing is, even me, when I was in high school, let me just say this for context. When we were in high school, all we were considered with was passing. So for example, even when you're studying for the exam, you're not studying
to know.
You're just to cram. Even you'll even spend the whole night cramming. Just so that you can be able to write correct things. But nothing has entered you, and that information, it's not transformed you.
You are mentioning an important word. I think it's a thing of us being taught how to pass, not really the importance of that education.
Because
people are complaining to say, no, we were taught how many lengths an insect has and all those things, but we are not really given information. Why are we studying this thing, or why are we taught how to solve X? But when you go deeper into explanation, somebody will say, no, that one you are taught critical thinking to say that's how you think.
Exactly.
But people are just saying, no, why are you teaching me this thing? But it's not really to say
why. Yeah,
it's just about you being taught, and you pass, then you forget everything. Yeah, I think maybe it's also something that we need to look at. And regarding that, the mainstream education.
Focusing on that.
Let's look at our government, because I'm always telling young people to say, as long as we have to meet the government halfway, it's our government, we have to criticize it, because we put it in power. And it has a main responsibility, apart from now us also doing something. What do you think is not being done right, especially looking at youth unemployment, before we go to entrepreneurship? What do you really think need to be to be done, or our government need to be assisted on, particularly when it's coming to address issues of youth unemployment?
Youth unemployment, I would say, you know, At the conference, they mentioned that, okay, how can young people get involved or plug in or get access to to finances, even for their business.
Mm.
And there were a number of, there were a few things mentioned, but there, you know, even the things that they mentioned, they are not things that are spoken of widely. People don't know about those things, mm. those services that are offered for young people mm-hmm. getting into entrepreneurship.
Mm.
So I would say that the government could perhaps create more structures or more lines mm. That young people can get through to either, you know, organizations or to play a role in, if the government really wants more support from the youth, then to mm. create those spaces for young people to come in and provide their, you know, their skills or what they have to give, in different areas for the government to be able to receive like that help from young people. So mm-hmm. So it will benefit the government because more people, are coming and more people are being involved. Mm-hmm. Then on the other hand, young people are getting, experience from really these government,
mm.
Initiated opportunities.
Mm, mm, mm,
mm. So I'll see more lines of opportunities, more structures, more things that people can say. Like, let me just give you an example.
Yeah.
Like maybe something which you, this is just an idea now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very rough idea. But yeah. What I would say is maybe after high school or after graduation,
yeah.
you maybe have like a competition or something. Something that maybe where a few young people can get selected
mm, mm, mm.
for tasks that government will give out
mm, mm, mm.
to give out to aid one of its policies or something, mm-hmm. and in that way they can collaborate and
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah, I think collaboration, we'll finish with that collaboration because it's a main problem that we have, and it's something that we have experienced also, because you know when you move around, you know, you can go to where young people are, you can go to sport field, you can go to bars, you can go to clubs, you can go to church. You meet really brilliant young people.
That's true.
With good ideas. That's you true. Meet engineers there. And some of these guys were number one when we were at university.
Mm.
But maybe one thing is also that certain weakness that is not, you know, ended because of that thing of lack of collaboration. Now, let us look at Venduk, for example. We are, prediction are indicating that we are 500,000 people in Windhoek.
Yeah.
And 70% of Namibians are young people. Mm-hmm. And we are facing with a lot of problems. You are an entrepreneur and you have an experience, and looking at the work that you do, is different from what a lot of young people are also doing.
Mm.
In terms of solving issues of, you know, entrepreneurs just being at a starting point, because a lot of entrepreneurs we start yeah. but we don't expand, we just in the struggle for surviving
mm.
to say, no, I'm running this car tax shop, I'm running this car bar mm. just to get my profit for surviving and my stock, and I can be there for 10 years. Maybe wow. what do you really think through your experience and also what you have seen, what do you really think need to or keep those SMEs at the starting point, not expanding?
Yeah, so it's a thing of once again collaboration, but number two there's no plan.
Mm.
So there's the initial idea to start that business,
mm.
maybe even if it's a tuck shop or whatever,
mm.
but there's no plans to expand on that, to say that okay, after this I can scale
mm.
and add to that.
Mm.
And maybe even just to say, okay, after 2 years I want to expand my tax shop. Even yeah. those things are not there.
Yeah.
Which I believe if the most basic thing, the most basic place we can start is if as young people we can develop a plan to say, okay, 1 year,
mm.
2 years,
yeah.
5 years,
mm.
and 10 years if you're going there with that business.
Mm-hmm.
Because and I just want to mention this as well.
Yeah.
Because I said if you're doing that business, because
mm.
I mentioned before that people in our ecosystem
mm-hmm.
are mainly interested in quick profits and doing something for a short while.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Which of course doesn't help, but at the same time I also don't want to blame them, because the thing is they are also doing so out of
desperation.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
what's needed in the circumstances. So you need to do something to get money in. Otherwise, you need to eat. You need to, you know, you need
yeah,
to
yeah.
have things. So,
you are saying long-term thinking and the planning is what is needed.
Yes, long-term thinking and planning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, Devin Shombe. And today in the studio, I'm joined by young entrepreneur who is doing incredible things in the community. That is Mesindano Shanika. But you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. Yes, Mesindano, let us look at technology.
Mm.
And technology is one of the main drivers of innovation. And Namibia, we are still a little bit behind when you look at how things are being done compared to other countries. I want your opinion through business that you do. How did technology assisted you to advance whatever side of business that you do?
Mm. Technology is everything. I think it was, we were speaking with a few, I think it was at a gathering. I think it may have even been a church, I think,
yeah.
where they were saying that, look, in today's world, if you don't exist on social media, yeah. you don't exist.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's quite important for us to understand where we are in the world at the moment and, mm. and the things that are happening around the world, like, and where we are headed to. Mm. Because as we see, technology is very much a part of, modern life today. It's a fundamental part. And for a business, if you want to thrive and if you really want to grow, you need to be on. So you need to make use of technology and even to invest in it. Sometimes people will say, no, I'm not going to. Invest in it for now because it's too much and I can just attract people around me for now and everything and focus on technology later. But the thing is that you need technology now because technology is what will spread it out there. For example, even the roundtable discussion.
Yeah.
If we never put imagine if we never made flyers or posters and we never posted it on Instagram. Very few people would know about it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just from a basic standpoint, I would say that technology is something we need to embrace if we are really serious about growing in entrepreneurship. Mm. And just the last point, I would say that, I would say that we even, for example, even this discussion we're having now, we are using technology to get there.
Yeah.
So yeah, people. Definitely, technology is the way to go.
Yeah, yeah. There is a lot of things that the business people don't really talk about, especially when it's coming to characters and also how you deal with pain and challenges. Because we can start the same thing, but you survive. I don't really go forward. It could be that I even started with more energy than you.
Yeah,
but maybe just to look at. Challenges also, just to look at the challenges and also to look at how you deal with challenges, because as a young person, that one I think is inevitable, and there is always challenges on the way. There's always maybe come to the meeting, people underestimating you to say no, just a young boy, what do you want and all those things. Maybe how do you deal with challenges and also to keep on going?
How I deal with challenges is having a long-term view.
Mm.
So number one, I believe in what I'm doing, and I don't even believe that. So I respect everybody that is around me, and I respect everybody that is supporting me. But I believe that if this is, I believe in what I'm doing, and regardless of what happens, I have a sense of confidence that, we will be able to prevail and to progress. So it's really an attitude, a mindset that, I need to win, regardless of things must turn out in my favor.
Okay.
Yes. And then secondly, it's having a long-term perspective. Mm-hmm. And that long-term perspective is to know that we are building something and that even if we encounter hiccups on the way, we are not really concerned because regardless of what happens, we will still be here again. We will still continue to try. So.
It's part of the program.
Yeah, it's part of the program. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, maybe to look at also those, because people, don't have same personalities. There are also those.
That's true.
Just one comment on social media, a person is not going to sleep for 2 days, But okay, now how do you, because what I want to get is that apart from you knowing exactly that business are faced with challenges, but they are part of the program.
Mm.
But as a human being,
yeah,
how do you deal with that? How do you motivate yourself when you are faced with challenges? Because that is where a lot of people are stuck with. Because I've seen, you know, some people, okay, we went to university together.
Yeah.
We started a business, somebody started a business, but just even comments for people who are not even in that business, and the person is already out saying, no, I think I'm not done for this. I'm not made for this thing. Maybe I want you to come from that point to say, how do you motivate yourself when things are becoming tough?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What I would really say is to focus on the people who are for you, people who are supporting you versus people who are against you and saying all sorts of things. Because you know, there will always be people who disregard you, or people who don't value what you're doing, or who don't think that you'll go far. I'll even say this as a young person: don't go with that expectation that everybody will support me, everybody will be with me. Go in ready. Ready that, you know, ready, with the understanding that, that, okay, there may be people that may come against me, or that may disagree, or that may reject me, or whatever. Just to allow that room. And I'll use a simple principle of relationships, normal human relationships.
Yeah.
Like, we all know that as human beings, we are not perfect. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we don't necessarily, you know, wise people, they don't necessarily go or engage with people with the expectation that they will be perfect.
Yeah.
You will make room for the person to disappoint you, because you know that they are human. Mm. And the same way you also are not perfect. So you'll also need to be given room. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the same thing. When you are now engaging in business, or when you are trying as a young person,
yeah,
it's to understand and to know that like make that room to make that room already in your heart to be like, There may be some people, but I'm not going to allow that. I'm going to keep my focus here on the people that are supporting me. The people who are supporting me, they will be able to help me to even see perspective, to say that, okay, this is how I can grow. This is how I can continue. This is, okay, if this thing is not working, they can come and, encourage me, number one, and then help me to change my perspective, or to change what I'm doing, or to introduce new things, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would say. And yeah.
I think you said you studied in Rome.
Yes.
You have an understanding of Stoic philosophy. When you don't expect much from people, but everything is under your control. I think that's
It's not really Stoic philosophy. Yeah. On my side, it's more faith. I would say it's more
faith.
It's more Christian. Yeah, faith.
Yeah. Now let us look at how young people should utilize information. Because look, Macedano, you know, people attend events. People get inspired. It's like a person go to church, they got inspired, but after, you know, 5 hours, person back to what they've been doing already. Yeah. Now, looking at the context, like a roundtable discussion, it's a very brilliant, business engagement. But how do we keep young people constant on relevant information?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because people can attend a lot of information session. They are getting inspired, but after that, they don't keep track on what they were, what is relevant, or they don't keep track on what they were acquiring. And they also get lose focus.
Yeah.
They lose focus because because young people, we have this thing of, we just want to be boosted, keep on being boosted, but how do we make sure that, you know, after a conversation, like a roundtable discussion, to say, no, let me add on what I already have. How do we, The question I'm trying to make is that, how do we keep young people constant on relevant information and also building their lives?
Yeah, I would say that part of the responsibility is on us as the organizers, as the entrepreneurs, as the people who are setting up these things. That's really part of our responsibility to create those channels where we can connect with those young people and where we can really get them plugged into even some of the things that we are doing, or some of the organizations that we are dealing with. That's one of the things. And that's why also for the roundtable discussion, we have gotten people's contacts. And, you know, we are creating a database, basically, where we will be able to communicate with those people who are part of it. For further developments and for further progressive mm-hmm. things that we may be doing. Mm-hmm. That, and by the way, just a disclaimer also.
Yeah.
What I want to say is that that's the reason why that's one of the things that, really helps, in creating like a registration system. That's why we said put email, put phone, put number. We were not trying to, stress people, but it's to create a situation where, okay, after things have happened, how can we get into contact with these individuals? How can we now create a structure and a system where these people, okay, we can reach out to them at Scale Zero Studios. We can get people who are serious and they can now connect with us or partner with us for different opportunities, maybe with different organizations, maybe with sponsors, people who sponsor the roundtable discussion, maybe with the businessmen that are there, you know, the experts that came on, you know,
yeah.
Because what we want out of the roundtable discussion is, of course, that mindset shift, but also for people to get plugged into real opportunities.
Yes, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. Today I'm with Mesindano Shanika. He's one of the entrepreneurs in Namibia and the founder of Roundtable Discussion or Youth Conference, which is discussing opportunities and challenges for young people. So we are into a commercial break, then we can come back to it. So you can also engage in our studio at 083-288-401 or 083.
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality, and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation, and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities, and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian,
passionately feeding the nation. Namib Mills,
feeding the nation. Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
A
Lipurane ngeno wapombwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite okoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pombwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka. Okone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa. Ninge fata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora itatuimwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko derewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a
yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And as I've been indicating to you, this is a platform where we talk about business. It's a platform where we talk about economic development. This is a platform where we talk about various opportunities, especially opportunities that will assist us to solve national challenges. As we understand that Namibia, as we are standing, we are not really at a good standard in terms of international ranking, and it requires more than government intervention. That's why today in the studio we are with Ms. Danosha Anika, a young entrepreneur and the founder of roundtable discussion, where young people have to meet and also discuss opportunities, particularly when it's coming to business. However, you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401 So yeah, Mrs. Dano, let us look at capacity and also the thinking. You mentioned something very important regarding what you think when you are facing challenges, and just to expand on that, to say especially to the young entrepreneurs, because there is an indication to say most of the things that we do depends on how we think and also how we view the world. Maybe what other things that young people need to do to be kept on engaged, and also to develop a character of strength, and also focusing on achieving our goals, because challenges are not becoming less in Namibia. For the past 35 years, population is increasing. Challenges are not becoming less. We have listened from pronunciation of politicians, but we know that although there are things that they can do, not everything, but in terms of character development and also strengthen the personality, what do you think really need to be done to expand those thinking, and also to develop just a different version? Because this is saying to say, for us to move out of this problem, we need to think differently. What do you think we need to work on that?
I would say that as young people, the influences and the people who are around us are very, very important to us. Because, even if you are 20 years old, you are still developing. You are still growing. And even at that age, the people who you allow into your space and who you are allowing to speak into your life, those people, will have a real effect on you, whether you notice it or not. So one thing I would say to young people is that we need to get intentional about surrounding ourselves with people, or being in spaces with people who are looking to the future, people who are progressive, people who are champions in the mind.
So are you thinking about making the circle small?
I'm asking this question
because one of my colleague Jakes used to post this thing to say, a small circle is for those people who are established, but don't prune your circle while you are starting. But how do I identify vulnerable people?
Okay. valuable people. So just to answer the question, I'm not necessarily talking about pruning, like closing your circle in that sense.
Yeah.
But I'm saying rather than cutting off, replace.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. And of course, for business, you need a good network.
Uh-huh.
So you need to be able to be connected with many people.
Yeah.
But in terms of your circle of people that influence you and that you consider that you have relational bonds with, I would say that one, it can be managed to be more small. But in general, yes, keep a broad base.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I would say is, yes, so that is key. How to identify someone that is valuable is someone simply that is making an impact in the place where they are.
Mm-hmm.
So this, and so this doesn't have to be necessarily someone like Sam Shivute, who is known around the nation, who is, he speaks internationally, he does many different things at that level.
Yeah.
But someone who is doing something notable in your community, in your space,
mm-hmm.
the people of impact, because I've realized that there's something common about people of impact. It doesn't matter in which space they're operating.
Mm-hmm,
there's
mm-hmm.
a certain mindset, there's something that they understand, and there's an inner drive and a motivation which they follow,
mm-hmm.
which I find that same type of drive that is across the border among anyone who is, even if it's just in your community, or let's say that there's
you can be a taxi driver. You are the best among them in terms of how you treat customers. That doesn't mean
exactly, and you always give them a good experience.
Mm-hmm.
Or you are someone who, anytime there's a gathering of people, you are always willing to be that motivational voice.
Mm-hmm.
You are always
mm-hmm.
willing to be the one who is encouraging. You are always willing to be the one who gets people to actually question themselves, or maybe you are someone who always asks yourself, is this really the best I can do? Let's see if I can do better. Let's see if I can go longer. Let's see if I can do a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try and see, like, let me not just accept this situation. Let me try. So identify individuals who are serious about their life and who are making an impact in the community or the people around them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's one thing, I'm asking this for myself and also for listeners.
Mm.
You know, there's a thing of a network, and also you can have a very strong network.
Mm.
You are connected to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But how do I keep that network alive? Because sometimes I just know a person, this person is variable, the contact of the person.
Yeah.
I engage him at this platform, but it can be even 3 months or 4 months without contacting that person.
Yeah.
How do I make sure that the network is still alive? I can still go to that person when I need help, or we can still engage on that matter. How do you keep your network alive?
Mm. Let me give you a secret.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll say, and I'll start off by saying the systems and structures are very important. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So what you can do is, make sure that maybe every 2 months you reach out to the person,
mm-hmm.
you give them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Engage with the person, of course, to maintain the bond, but also to get something, you know, whether it's information or whether it's growth, whether it's advice.
Mm.
I would say that you should also show that, you know, if people can see that
there's a caller, eh?
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, good morning, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good. Welcome to Every Morning Scoop. What's your question, ma'am?
Yeah, no, my question is, I want to ask Mr. Noshanika, especially to the young youth or maybe to the young entrepreneurs who want to come up with a business. I would like to ask, how can I start a business with less to no money? And also my another question is that, what advice would you give, what advice would you give to someone who is considering starting their own businesses? And what is the best advice you can give to the youth of nowadays?
Thank you. How do you start a business with less to no money? That is the first question. And the other question also, what advice would you give to somebody who is considering starting their own business? And what is the best advice?
So in terms of starting a business with no capital, this is something that Mr. Shibute also touched on. But I'm going to refer back to the point to say that you don't... So of course, you need financing. right? To build up a business, but you don't necessarily always need it, to start it off. So look at, consider also the things that, let's say, the things that your talents, your gifts, the things that are, that you're naturally good at, because those things can create avenues for you to not only receive income, but build a brand or build connections that will allow you to even, build a better version of that idea that you initially had. So I would say that, as young people, let's also begin to look within and to just work with, to just work with what we have. Because if we, if we only think, financing first, to say that, okay, for this business, let me try to secure bank loans, let me try to do this. Then it may be challenging, but if we, go, multiple routes where we try with our, we go with our gifts, we are engaging in, projects that help to advance our communities. If we also get ourselves into spaces that, that will allow for you to connect and partner with people, then that will also be key. And one thing I'll also say again is that in terms of starting a business, you need to also ensure that you have done your homework beforehand. So a good business model, a good business plan, something that if you show to somebody that is more at a more advanced stage than you, they'll be able to connect and to see the seriousness in what you're doing and to see that you have really thought about this thing.
Just hold on, let's go to a commercial break, then we can.
Bargain Hunters, you save at slash price on groceries, treats, fresh fruit and veggies. 1.5 kilo real good frozen mixed chicken portions, just $74.99. 400 millimeter crystal gold tomato sauce, just $14.99. Knorr soup of all variants, $5.99 each. 570 gram packets Polana instant noodles, just $26.99. And 410 grams U brand mixed veggies, only $12.99 per tin. Save big at You Save.
Eagle FM, let's you express.
Yes, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. Today in the studio, I'm joined by young entrepreneur, that is Ms. Ndano Shanika. And, yeah, Ms. Ndano, you were expanding on the question of, starting a business with the little to no money.
So as I was making my last point, I was saying that it's important that we do our homework beforehand. So, so that if we were to come across people, let's say, whether this person is at the most advanced stage in life, or within that, field, that if we were to present the idea to them, or to show them what we were doing, they would be able to connect with what you're doing, to see that you are serious about what you are trying to do, and to see that you actually thought about it. You know what I mean? Because it's not always about how much you know or how many skills you have necessarily. What I've seen many established people look at is the heart of the person, where, you know, how hungry the person is, how motivated they are, how committed they are to seeing through their goals. And that's why sometimes they won't necessarily ask you, what qualifications do you have? But the things that you often hear them asking is, okay, are you committed to seeing this thing to the end? Okay, if you have no supporters, in the first year, how are you going to go about it? They will ask you questions that challenge you, as a person, because building a business is not necessarily about, entrepreneurial skills are very important. That's another side of it, which I think it will take a lot of discussion to get. But also you, as a person, what is it? Do you know really what you are doing? That's a question to ask.
Do you know where you are facing?
Exactly.
We have around, 30 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. You can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401. Yeah, Ms. Ndano, before I let you go, there is a concern and also a question related to financial management. And it's I don't want to say it's a case to us Namibians. You know, I started a small business, little money, go chop. Start a small business. And we have seen this with a few entrepreneurs. You know, you start a business, they make 100,000, they buy the Capolo, good sneakers, they go out every Friday. Then they remain in that zone for the next 10 years. Maybe regarding financial literacy and also management of finance, how should not only young people, just entrepreneur, manage their finance?
I would say it's to have a budget. develop a budget and have a plan for your finances, but also have a plan for your life. Because the thing is that, look, even if I have good intentions to manage my money wisely, if I have not put like a plan or a structure in place to even say, okay, this much I will save, this much I will maybe give away or whatever, this much I will spend on this and this, then you will still not be successful at that, because what's needed in financial management is not always necessarily like high level intelligence. It's just discipline, really. So discipline is by creating structures to say that, okay, 50%, dividing it, splitting it up, maybe, for example, now.
Yeah, yeah.
To say 50%, 30%, 20%. Mm-hmm. How much I would allocate to this and this and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only do that if you also have a plan for your life. So it's, or plan for your finances at least. So,
yeah.
So know what to do or know what you are going to do with the money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Maybe let us look at the future, looking ahead, and also looking at opportunities. Namibia is known to be a country with a lot of natural resources, and a lot of investors are moving to Namibia in areas of green hydrogen, areas of oil, areas of diamonds, all those things. But the question which have been asked for the past 35 years is to say, Where is our entrepreneurs in all these things? Because when you go, for example, I don't want us to talk about mine, oil, and all those things. I just want to talk in general about where we are standing now. What are some of the opportunities that young people can get into? Not only young people, but also general people can get into, especially when they want to do business. And what do they really need to focus on? Especially if you are a Namibian and want to be doing to be, what options do we have?
I would definitely say, looking to the IT field, I would say things that have to do with technology, things that have to do with, for example, even AI, because getting involved in AI, I think it would be, it's something that people could benefit from just based on where the world is going. I'm not someone that supports it, as something that you use to like solve, to, you know, to do everything that you need to do in your life. But to use it, to your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say. Another one I would say is agriculture, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Agriculture, maybe, because it may not be easy, but based on where the world is headed, the population is growing and in different parts of the world, especially internationally.
And customers are also growing.
Yeah, customers are also growing.
Yeah.
And in different parts of the world,
yeah,
there's actually, shortages in food.
Mm-hmm.
And we, as Africans, actually, not just Namibians, but as Africans, with our wealth of natural resources and our ability to produce food, we can benefit, I think, in that.
Mm-hmm. So you said this AI and also agriculture.
Culture and one, yeah, media also. Media will never be get out of.
Yeah. Thank you. We are still going to be here for the next 200 years. Dear listeners, we have around 8 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. You can still communicate with us, and thank you for those who are sending text and also giving comments regarding the conversation. And let's go to a commercial break, then we can just give your final emphasis and also final inputs regarding Namibia entrepreneurs, the business ecosystem, and just also motivation, because motivation is always being need to be there. People who say, no, you know what, no, I don't believe in the motivational speaker. Yes, there are those who can say, no, I start my business of chicken with one feather. They can do that.
Yeah.
But every person needs motivation. Even a motivational speaker needs motivation. But at the end, we are going to touch on that to say, no, how can we give our young people at least a boost to move forward?
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutete okoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka okukwetera oipindi konu konda doi nawa nuneudo otukwetera o special ange tashake ngejepa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamwiri nawa ninge fata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora etatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko derewa bora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event.
Yes, dear listeners, we have around 5 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. We have around 5 minutes now before we come to the end of our conversation. And Ms. Ndano, just your final input, particularly to our young people. I know you are at that space of youth and entrepreneurship, and that is where the majority of the population is. And we have a lot of young people in Namibia, educated. I don't want to say uneducated because our literacy rate is very high. Those who are educated until high institution of learning, some of them, they have master's degree, but low self-esteem. Some of them, they want to start a business, but they are scared. Some of them, they have fear. Some of them saying, no, I'm a hustler, because a hustler is just surviving.
Mm-hmm.
But just your ways to say, regarding entrepreneurship, what are the opportunities there, and how we can, use the talents and also skills that we have in the street, at least to advance our country.
So what I would say to young people, and this is a point which I feel like we don't touch on enough. It's the fact that you have a purpose as a young person.
Yeah.
That each and every person has a purpose you have. There's a reason why you exist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want to tell people.
Yeah.
And your purpose may not be the same as somebody else's,
mm-hmm.
but definitely yours, you have a purpose, and yours is unique, and it's unique to you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something that you have which nobody else has.
Mm.
And if only we will stay on that, and really press into those deeper parts of ourselves, those gifts and that purpose, we'll be able to come up with something. And, when we talk about entrepreneurship, even, your business doesn't have to look like somebody else's.
Mm-hmm,
it doesn't have to be the model doesn't have to be the same. The way you go about it doesn't have to be the same. You just need to follow your purpose, because I believe that in following your purpose, you'll be able to come up with something beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That is, you get it. That is from, Ms. Dano Shanika. I indicated that, you have a purpose in life.
Mm.
And, we don't need to imitate what other people are doing. So, your business must, as long as your business is legal, long as your business legal. Is legal.
Very important. Yeah. Very important.
As long as your business is legal, make money. And yeah, Ms. Dana, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for joining us. And we always appreciate, not only young people, but every individual who is not only willing to do things for himself, but also to share with others.
Mm.
And taking your time, especially this time of coldness, and also sharing your knowledge with other people, I think something that we appreciate.
Yeah.
And from my side, and also on the side of the listeners, thank you very much once again, and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Yes. And yeah, that is it. We have around 1 minute before we come to the end of our conversation. Dear listeners, I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Michael Shoveri with Unpacking the Day. And from me, David Shombe, thank you very much for your time. And see you same time, next time, same place. Bye-bye.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tero ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito da njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onore tatuimwe bali heari, nola natu, heari bali no heari. Ileko berewa, bra hetatu natu, bali o hetatu batatu, oma filane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
And
it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Call them now. At
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.